A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up? My grass is always greener on the other side, gigglers.
It's grass isn't always greener.
Oh.
You literally just told all the break up with your boyfriend. You're like, the grass is actually well manicured and perfectly watered on the other side.
Everyone's been lying to you. The grass is greener. Quit your job. Cut out all your friends. Move to Europe.
Do you know that I recently found out that Craig has been saying on his podcast that he's moving to Australia? So, because, like, obviously we don't listen to Pillows and Beer. But, like, someone was DMing me and they're like, Craig keeps saying that, like, he's moving to Australia. It's like, let him go.
I just envisioned you surfing.
I'm just like, I was like, don't worry.
Oh, wait, he actually told Dez.
That he was moving to
about Australia. Dez said he was talking to him about Australia because Dez has been to Australia. Wait, what? Does he have another family in Australia?
I think so, because the other day he said something like, oh, we could, like, move to Australia for 2 months. And I was like, people don't just move to Australia for 2 months. I have a job.
Also, you're like, I don't speak Australian.
Yeah. No, clear.
No, Outback Steakhouse. I told you, Australian men are feral. Australian women, gorgeous, perfect angels. Australian men, you said something about them, about roos, about kangaroos. If you don't have a roo, don't talk to me.
Australian's the only accent that I really can't.
I can't do it. Does
I'd well. Have to be surrounded by a bunch of Australians for, like, at least a day.
I was going to say a year. But
no. Shrimp on the Barbie.
So, you know, I could be convinced to go to Australia for 2 months. It just takes 2 months to get there.
Yeah, it's just like, what are we doing for 2 months? And, like, what 2 months, Craig? You tell me what 2 months you want to go. Like, we're literally booked until next summer.
Do they even have, like, pillows in Australia?
Yeah, I'm just, I can't, I don't know. So I'm like, why don't you go?
Sewing Down Under.
Sewing Down Under is actually very cute for them to have a pop-up. Anyway, so Craig has another girlfriend, and they probably have a dog together in Australia.
They have an Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, Shepherd, yeah.
Sewing Down South sounds like a porno with fashion.
Yeah, it sounds like Craig's, like, measuring girls for underwear.
Ooh. Naughty. Naughty. Quick life update. Obviously, I'm a mother of Butter, but now I'm an auntie.
Yep.
I'm an aunt.
Are you going to be called, what are you going to be called?
My favorite aunt.
Yeah, aunt.
Aunt.
Yeah, aunt. Not aunt.
Some people say aunt. I say aunt. Aunt I Hannah. Say aunt. So my brother's wife had a baby. I hate when they say we had a baby. My brother didn't do shit.
Did Daniel say we had a baby?
No. No, my brother texted me and he's like, I need like 3 more weeks. But Jeannie's so funny. His wife was a nurse. So apparently mm-hmm. she went in there and she was like, give me some gloves. And she literally was like doing it herself.
She took the baby out of her own vagina.
I realized this is the first time in my life that someone very, very close to me, I've been like part of the baby process of like being
the
born.
Baby making birth,
the baby the birthing, birth, the birth. Thank you.
The birthing process.
I was yes. like, I'm part of the pussy popping process. Paige, I am so dumb. First of all, I thought being in labor meant like
pushing.
Yeah.
Like you were like when people were like, I'm in labor for 15 hours. Yeah. You thought they were pushing for 15 hours.
Yeah. And then they're like, no, it's just contractions. Contraception.
I think it's from when your water breaks yes. to when the baby is out is how long you've been in labor.
I did something really dumb. And I'm saying it out loud, not to embarrass myself, but because low-key, when I say stupid shit, tons of gigglers DM me and they go, I thought that too. And that's when I'm like, our future is bleak.
Because you're relatable.
I thought when you're dilated, that it meant your vagina was dilated.
What does it mean?
So when you go like, oh, like I'm 2 inches dilated, 2 centimeters. I don't know why they do centimeters. 2 centimeters dilated. It's your cervix. It's not your vagina. I thought you're just sitting there like, my vagina's gaping. It's ready. Drop it out.
Yeah, like I thought that it meant the hole was getting bigger.
It's like the hole that connects to the uterus.
Inside.
I'm already speaking too much. Like, I already overstepped.
Which means that you could literally shove anything up your vagina right now and it would go in. Like, no matter the size.
Yeah, that's why when guys are like, oh, I couldn't. It didn't
fit. Someone called me out the other day on Instagram for also being dumb. And they were like, you sound so stupid when you say. And I was like, can't wait for this one.
Could be so many things.
Nothing gets me riled up than that being the first sentence. You sound so stupid when you say you get a UTI from your tampons. That's not even where you pee out of. And I was like, I know that that's, I didn't respond, but I was like, I know that that's not where I pee out of, but how come then whenever I have sex, I can get a UTI, yeah. but also when I put a tampon in, I can get a UTI, and that's going in the same hole.
You're correct on that one because, right? Yeah, when you have sex, it's not through your pee hole.
Right. Why is the friction in that hole giving me a UTI, which is a different hole that I pee out of?
Regardless, I once had a friend who didn't know you peed out of a different hole. So you're winning.
And I didn't know that until a couple years ago, too, honestly.
Until this moment.
Nobody tells you. Nobody tells you. And nobody tells you about your vagina in school because they don't want you experiencing it.
Yeah, and they don't want vaginas to come of power.
Right. And nothing said more vagina power than us doing 3 shows this weekend and absolutely crushing.
First show, I have to call you out. You did blackout.
I certainly did.
But you know your blackout if you have to. You were like saying, Hen, I'm not blackout. And I was like.
Yeah, I was.
So you're blackout.
I was like, I'm not even drunk. I will say I was not as blacked out as I was in Philly.
No one will ever be as blacked out as you were in Philly. Where you
I died
fell asleep in the bathroom. Yeah. But I think the first show you get like a little nervous. And you deal with it instead of maybe expressing yourself.
I drink.
But you're really funny when you're drunk. Also, Paige is naturally a shy person. We had a meet and greet with probably 80 people, and she went on to ask every single person about their life story while I sat there and was like, who is she and why is she deciding to do this now?
Here's the good thing. If you're drinking with me, you're going to have a fun time. I am a fun, happy drunk.
Yes.
The alternative is like I'm a mean, rude, I'll beat you up drunk, and nobody wants that. And I will sit down and solve problems.
Did Kim enjoy it, most importantly? Because your mom was in the audience and we were raunchy. We did not hold back for Kim.
We did not hold back. We were very raunchy. My whole family was there. And do you want to know what my mom said? Because I brought it up. I said, sorry if we got a little dirty. Mm-hmm. And my mom looked at me and she said, Paige, you were performing. Don't ever apologize to me for being you and performing. And you're a great performer. And I was like, oh, my God. She called me on Monday and she goes, or no, on Sunday when she like got back to Albany.
And she could reflect.
And she goes, I'm exhausted. Like, how did we do three shows? I'm like, first of all, Mom, you sat for three shows. But she was like, it's all hitting me. I'm so tired and I'm so proud of you guys. Aww. And it really was a great weekend.
Also, New York City obviously is our home, and we've done a bunch of live shows to lead up to make sure that it was tight and perfect and hilarious. And the New York girlies were everything.
Great crowd.
And we're so excited to continue the tour, and we will be announcing more dates. As we said, put it in the podcast comments in the review section and say where you want us to go next, or just tell us anything you want.
And we're going to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm low-key kind of scared. I'm gonna work on getting us dinner reservations for Friday and Saturday night. Okay. But I booked our hair and makeup. Sorry, we're doing admin right now.
Yeah, this is our meeting. Welcome to our meeting.
We've both never been to Vegas.
I actually went once for like a trade show when I was selling t-shirts back in the day, and I just remember it was so bright I couldn't open my eyes.
But you didn't go to Vegas as like a partying, I'm going to Vegas. Like, did you go out?
We went to a club for like a second with like coworkers, and it was super awkward and weird.
Nothing more awkward than being out with your coworkers.
Literally the worst experience. Like, how am I supposed to shake my ass when I'm with Brad from PR?
It's also just like, when I get drunk, I'll say anything. We know. And I don't need someone having like the one crazy thing I say to pop up like Wednesday in the morning meeting.
I do have to say, I did get drunk at the last show. I was drunk. I wasn't drunky drunk.
Yeah.
I was tips. I did have espresso martinis.
I knew you were drunk because after you told everyone you were going to go out and then you disappeared. You Irish exited from our own show.
Sierra was there.
Yep.
And we didn't throw her on stage because I think we traumatized her the last time. We forget Sierra is actually kind of shy too.
Sierra is very shy. It was just a great, all around great weekend. Great outfits.
Great outfits.
Great fun. Great banter.
The only thing was that when I was sitting down, I like put my ankle in a weird position and everyone was taking photos of it and asking if my ankle was okay because I like folded my foot over. Sitting and not looking weird when you sit is an art form.
Also, we were in TED Talk chairs.
We weren't in Barbara Walter chairs. And
we were having real discussions for real people.
I think like our live shows really do feel like when we did our dance party on Zoom.
Yes. Oh. Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. Sans like me breaking up with my boyfriend and throwing up.
Yes. This is for OG. But you never know. You never know. You never know what'll happen at these shows.
You literally don't.
Also, not to like jump into front page news, but like it's
The
Ray J stuff is like blowing up right now.
I just feel like every so often Ray J gets like a like a shimmering glimpse of confidence, and he just wants to like come out and tell his true story. So basically Ray J is like, look, the sex tapes were filmed. They were filmed like three times. Kris Jenner watched them to see like which one they're putting out. I feel like we are at a point with the Kardashians that like, yeah, nothing that they do is a mistake.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like all of the sudden the sex tape came out and Kris Jenner became like a mastermind of PR mm-hmm. and business. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm sure she did see the sex tape and I'm sure she did say that's good enough to be out in the public.
Look, if you're a stage mom, you're a stage mom, and you don't stop when it comes to a sex tape.
Right. And also, you have to remember, like, that was a time, like, if someone put a sex tape out now, it would just be like, sick, put it on your OnlyFans. That was in a time where if you had a sex tape that leaked, mm-hmm. you got so famous because people just couldn't imagine.
But the thing is, Kim Kardashian wasn't that famous. And was Ray J that famous? Like, how would she have known that it would pop off the way it did? It could have just been super embarrassing.
It could have been super. I mean, they definitely took a gamble, but Ray J was definitely famous. I mean, he was obviously like way more famous than Kim Kardashian. But it was also the same exact time that Paris Hilton sex tape came out, which she argues like that ruined her.
Wow.
But look how much publicity that Paris got from her sex tape.
Yeah.
Was just, I mean, out of this world.
We joke the whole "you're doing amazing, sweetie" when Kim was doing her Playboy shoot and Chris was supporting her, which, you know what, my mom would do the same, but the sex tape is a little much. We have to say that. You like your mom watching you get dicked out?
No. This is an OnlyFans podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we are all for, like, OnlyFans. And you, like, putting out on the internet the sexual things that you're comfortable putting out. I just feel so differently thinking, like, someone in my family could potentially see this. Like, that's a whole different level of, like, feeling a certain kind of shame.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you just don't want your mom to hear what your orgasm sound is like.
But if you think about their whole entire life is monetized, like,
yeah,
they've decided as a family they want every single thing they do to be filmed. Like, everything they do is content. So it's like, they see each other as like products, and they've disconnected from the, like, did you even see Kourtney Kardashian, who tried to fight the cult and be like, I don't want to work. I don't need to make all this more money. I'm already doing well. I just want to be a mother. She just came out with Lemmy.
I think it's a cute name.
So cute.
But, like, it's so wild that they tap into industries that don't really have a
cool brand.
Like, conglomerate. Yeah. Like, there's no... Yeah, like,
so
each brand
Lo Bosworth,
that they do.
Lo Bosworth, yes, from The Hills launched Love Wellness, and it was the first kind of, like, cool type of brand like that. But, like, that's Lo Bosworth, who...
Also, their packaging is a little bit similar to Lowe's.
It's giving, like, it's Lo Bosworth.
It's giving Lo Bosworth because it's very pastel. It's very, like... I've taken some of Lo Bosworth's.
I think it's doing really well, and she just doesn't, like, speak on it, but I think she's financially doing great.
Very interesting, because it's like, what was Kourtney going to come out with other than something that was, like, health conscious?
They're just so into, like, okay, yeah, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next?
But let's say this. If you were given the opportunity to have one meeting with Kris Jenner and she could plan out your whole life, would you do it?
Oh, obviously.
I would do it. Yeah, I would absolutely do it. If I was like, give me like 4 business recommendations, I'm doing it. I'm doing all of them.
But it's also like, I don't think it's just Kris Jenner. I think these girls are, like, I think all of them are very driven and smart. Bethany's coming out, though. You saw Bethany going rogue on TikTok. She was basically speaking in code so her video wouldn't be taken down. But she's like, everyone else's videos are taken down, talking about the stuff about you know who.
I do fuck with Bethany, like, hard. I've always loved... It's so funny how, like, you can watch someone on TV and you can watch their ups and downs of, like, people loved Bethany when she was first on Housewives. Then there was a phase where people fucking hated Bethany. Mm. And then she got out of reality TV and just, like, lived her life. And now she's back on, like, doing social media and people love her. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a weird thing to watch. I've always loved her. Like, I always thought she was great TV. I thought she was the funniest housewife. I think she's, like, so smart and such a hustler, so I've always really enjoyed her. But it is funny the things that she, like, says about the Kardashians. Like, yeah, the Kardashians have obviously influenced how we see ourselves, for sure, in terms of, like, beauty standards. Mm-hmm. But also, you can't knock the Kardashians for how fucking business smart they are.
Well, that's the thing I was gonna say. I feel like Bethany is more alike than different to the Kardashians. How sometimes people will criticize you because they see parts of themselves in you?
Yeah.
Not to have a mental health moment, but, like, Bethany is basically, like, all they do is they want more and more and more. What is that teaching our children? And it's, like, Bethany probably has a side of herself that is similar to that. I love Bethany, and I look up to a lot of the things that she's done. I just think that there's a lot of similarities with her and the Kardashians. But I don't fuck with the Kardashians and how they're not open about like the extreme work they've had done.
I mean, extreme.
Like,
I think once you move from like plastic surgery to like plastic surgery on your body, it's kind of wild. And I'm not talking about like, oh, you just had a baby and you want a little like mommy makeover, like a little liposuction maybe or something. I mean, they got fake butts. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's a little bit, Kim took a rib out, you know? Like,
wait, is that for real?
I don't know, but it's like, it's giving Armie Hammer. And like,
you watched the Armie Hammer documentary.
Hannah, I didn't just watch the Armie Hammer documentary. I fucking sat in front of my TV enthralled.
Like, you didn't check your phone?
No. Like, I watched all three parts, like, one sitting.
Okay,
like,
I have to watch it tonight.
My biggest takeaway is... I don't want to say this and be like quoted on this because there's a second part to it. I'm not saying that I feel bad for Armie Hammer.
No.
I don't.
No.
But Armie Hammer, the guy didn't even have a chance. The guy did not even have a chance to potentially be a normal ass dude because he was dealing with generational, like, it's the perfect example of generational trauma. And I feel like I've heard that term so many times in therapy where it's like, you have generational trauma from like this, and I never really like understood it. And I was like, okay, well, what my mom could have possibly been upset about, how the fuck does that transfer to me? Mm-hmm. And this is such a good example of it.
Okay, but don't be giving guys a way to get out of stuff being like, sorry, it's my generational trauma.
Like, no, like, facts. And like, he should have been in therapy from like right out of the womb.
Was it interesting that he went into acting? Like, did he have actors in his family before?
He had no actors in his family, but it was almost like it was the only thing his family didn't really have. Like, they had all the money and they had a little bit of the notoriety, but there was no one that was like famous. Mm. And I mean, Armie Hammer is honestly the best of the worst in terms of the men in his family, which is crazy. And I genuinely think it's a blessing that Armie Hammer became a famous actor, because if he was not, he would have been a serial rapist and like murderer. Yeah, because what women like wanted to have sex with him because they thought like, oh, this is Armie Hammer, like, he's not gonna be crazy,
and
he's not gonna do these things.
Gorgeous.
And he's also so hot and so successful, and it's like, okay, well, he's famous, he's not gonna get away with like doing these things. And I think that if he wasn't famous and he wasn't who he is, he would have like literally been arrested for rape and murder, like, no doubt. Like, I mean, the man's a sociopath, like, for sure. How like none of the men in his family have gone to jail is,
but they were crazy powerful, right?
Crazy powerful. His great grandfather is who he's named after, Armand Hammer, was one of the most powerful men literally ever.
What's the quote he said about being president?
They said, like, why wouldn't you just run for president? And he said, there's no power in being the president. Like, he controlled all of the elections anyway.
Did Armie have a sister?
No.
Was his wife in the documentary at all?
So they actually don't go much into
Armie,
like, his... Honestly, no. Like, yes, it is a lot about Armie, obviously, but the most interesting parts were about his family, and they don't say much about his wife, and they don't bring up his children, really. They say that he has children, but they don't bring it up. But they don't bring up, like, if his wife knew about the family or, like, what she think. Like, nothing really about the wife. It was really more about how Armie's dad's a fucking psycho, his dad was a fucking psycho, and then his dad was the biggest psycho.
And the women are exposing them?
Every single woman in his family has been traumatized and just beaten down and disregarded. Like, they're very much a family that, like, if you were born a girl or you're a wife, no one really gives a fuck about you. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, it was by far the craziest documentary.
But
I think
they're
I've ever
like
watched.
Beyond loaded with money, right?
Yes. Like Army's dad inherited $40 million when the grandfather died.
Speaking of, we have to tell everyone about Trust Fund Sean.
Trust Fund Sean, it was triggering.
So in the Giggly Squad shows, we have a very special segment where we like to see if guys are good enough for our gigglers. And we pick guys from the audience and ask them questions to see if they're trash. And for some reason, the gigglers have the greatest taste in men, and they bring up like war heroes and nurses and, you know, just the sweetest guy who bought her tickets for her birthday a year in advance. But finally, we got one.
And we nailed one.
His name was Sean, and he sat there with his legs out, taking up a lot of space.
He manspread all over our stage. He tried to ask us questions.
No, we go, Sean, have you been to Mykonos? And he goes, have you? And we were like, no. And he goes, trash. So
yeah.
He turned it on us.
Which was a very funny moment. And I will shout out Sean for his comedic timing.
We will shout out Sean. We appreciate it.
We love a joke. Even if it's toward us, we appreciate a joke. But then he tried to use the joke again, and I was like, it doesn't work like that, Sean.
He also, I would ask him a question, and he would stare at me for 3 seconds before answering, and that's how I knew he was a monster. And he did go to, like, some rich
boarding school?
Yeah, boarding school, so you can tell they just, like, honestly, boarding schools are cults.
Boarding schools are legit pyramid schemes. So if you meet a man named Sean who's had a girlfriend and he has a trust fund, don't say we didn't warn you.
We're just out here in these streets warning you guys.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Guys, oh, also speaking of the Kardashians and true crime, what's going on with the Kim K True Crime podcast?
Okay, another great business idea. True crime podcasts, I think, are like in the highest rated genre, I think, of podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, people fucking die for true crime podcasts. And she's doing, like, she's going to be basically, like, telling a full story of this, like, true crime thing with a co-host who I want to say is a lawyer also or whatever.
Who's practiced more law, Kim Kardashian or Craig?
Oh my God. I would say Kim, probably. I mean, Kim got someone out of jail.
But I feel like Craig, like, runs stuff. Like, he's more, like, in charge, but he's not doing, like, the nitty-gritty like Kim is, you know? Like, Kim's out in these
Craig's
streets.
Craig's not going to jail, but you could hire Craig's firm if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. He has a Craig has a firm.
Yeah, Craig's not, like, going to the courthouse to, like, get you out or, like... But, like, if I got a speeding ticket in Charleston, I would call Craig.
Also, people may not know... Paige's brother is a lawyer. Does he ever talk to Craig about like lawyer stuff?
Yeah, sometimes they do. They do say legal jargon back and forth, but I'm convinced that they're just saying words and not actually talking. One time I was out with them and they said that I could only refer to them as doctors because they're doctors of the law.
Oh God.
And I told them to shut the fuck up.
I got to hang out with you guys at the Was Open.
We went on a double date. That was our first double date.
That was our first full double date because we're busy. We're running around. Paige, you were so into the tennis. Like, you asked me. Like, it takes a lot for you to be actually interested in something. You were rampantly asking me questions. You're like, how'd the ball boys get there? Why is their shoe like that? Why is the umpire saying that? How did they get to this court? And I was like... so happy that you cared.
I was asking legitimate questions.
Legitimate questions.
You actually said it a few times. You were like,
great question.
Great question.
Like, I had to
so
think.
Happy you asked.
But our favorite was the umpire.
Oh. If I could come back and have any job, it would be the U.S. Open umpire.
So basically their job is to control the court and everyone will be like crazy screaming, yelling, and they'll just go, thank you. And that means they want everyone to shut the fuck up.
Like, is that not the most proper way to control a crowd of drinking fans? He just would say thank you, and if people didn't settle down immediately, he would say settle down, players are ready. And I am bringing that into my real life. Anytime someone's just yelling or being rowdy, I'm just gonna say thank you. Next season of Summer House. Just gonna say, thank you. Settle down. Players are ready.
Instead of trying to make sense of what someone is like screaming, crying, yelling about, just say, thank you.
Thank you.
And they could perceive that how they might, but it's polite, it's quick, and it's safe. And it's classy as shit. We didn't love the tennis outfits. Shout out to like Nike, Adidas. If you want us to design a line, we will. But I feel like they could do more. Like, tennis is so in right now. People finally think tennis players are chic. Let's get sick designs.
I just think that the tennis world is really not capitalizing on the fashion world. Like, how sick would it be if Nike hired, like, did a collab with, like, a sick fashion house? Ugh. And that's what all of their players that they sponsored wore. Like, Carolina Herrera times Adidas.
Oh,
just for the U.S. Open people.
Oh,
hello.
I know. The problem is, though, is a lot of these players really, really care about tennis and they don't have the time to like do fittings and like they really just want to focus on their game.
So
which is selfish
they could
of
just
them.
Send in your measurements. We'll take care of the rest.
True. Do you know like really famous people have like a body double to go to their fittings for them?
Shut the fuck
I
up.
I just
That's
learned
a
that.
Genius idea.
I just learned that. Like someone, and they even like look like them. So when someone sends a photo, you kind of see what you'd look like in it.
I knew that like famous people had body doubles when they tried to like, okay, you leave first so that like, paparazzi follows you. But that's genius. I mean, I've always thought that like being a stunt double is just like one of the craziest jobs, like in movies. I'm like, but what if you died? Like some stunt doubles do like
that's what
some
you get
the
paid for.
Shit.
They pay you for the risk of dying.
If there's a risk that I'm dying in anything, in just in anything, I'm not doing it. Like people that are so about jumping out of planes, skydiving, get a hobby and one that like you couldn't possibly die from. No, I'm not. I have no adrenaline rush like that.
I have enough adrenaline from my own anxiety thoughts every morning. I don't want to pay someone for me to have worse adrenaline. I don't like a roller coaster. I said it. I don't need
it.
I don't need it.
They do say, though, that the people that don't want to go skydiving are the people that should go skydiving. Pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme.
Classic fucking pyramid scheme.
I don't mean
scheme
to ruin the conversation, but about. Like a famous TikToker just died from.
From skydiving?
Yeah, the thing didn't open.
No, see? No. And that could be one in a billion. I'm not taking that chance. I'm not a gambling gal.
Also, like, it's not like you're going to look cute in the photos after, you know?
No way. No way. I don't want a man strapped to the back of me that I don't know who's like, you're going to be fine. Like, I don't think so, sir. I've heard that before. And let me tell you, a lot of lube was involved.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed you know? With you.
Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. What are, like, other things that, like, you would just never fucking do? Like, if someone said get in this cage and to, like, go down in the ocean to, like, see sharks, no. Fuck you. Fuck no. You.
Do you remember we even just had to do that, like, aerobics thing? Do you remember we did?
Do I remember? It was trapezing.
Trapeze.
Okay. Hannah and I's first summer
in the Hamptons. I blocked this memory. I blocked it.
Is this the first time we ever filmed?
Yeah.
The first summer we filmed?
Yeah.
Hannah and I's first season on Summer House, they made us go fucking trapezing.
They never showed it, did they?
They never fucking aired it. We cried, first of all. We were like, we can't do this. Please, like, don't make us do this. And they're like, you're doing it. We did it, executed fucking flawlessly. Danielle Peter Pants up in the air. She was so fucking nervous. They had the nerve to never air that.
No, you actually got something wrong. We had to go all the way to the top, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, I'm so athletic. I can do this. I'll go first. I remember. I couldn't do it. I was the only one that couldn't do it. Like, I got fully in my head and I, like, couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't catch the guy. I just was like, this isn't fun for me. I just don't like sports where my feet are not on the ground.
That's not a sport. It's just being oddly flexible and, like, mental over, like, I mean, I was a graceful gazelle.
You were. No, you were. And also, like, your fingers are so long, there was no way he wasn't going to catch you.
Literally the only thing that...
Look at my nubby fingers. You think he got a hold of these?
Oh, you were also so sweaty that he couldn't grab onto you.
Actually, yeah, I kept feeling like it's too sweaty. And I just kept failing. And it's, like, on national TV. I was good at surfing, though. But they didn't.
They never showed, they never that, showed either. That either.
I remember, like, looking at the camera guy and being like, look at me. Like, mom, look what I could do. And they just kept missing it.
There's so many things that, like, happen that they just never air. And you just, I mean.
Didn't you guys go paintballing once? I didn't go. I was like, no, I want to live.
We went paintballing our quarantine summer. We quite possibly had the most fun ever and never saw a lick of it. But I can't, that honestly unlocked a memory. I forgot we even trapezed. I'll quit everything right now and join the circus. Don't tempt me.
I have a friend in the circus.
You do? My mom has a friend that ran away with the circus. Like, said fuck you to her parents and literally ran away with the circus. She came back.
So speaking of body doubles, I'm gonna bring it up.
Yeah,
Dixie D'Amelio shaved her head, and I said that during our live shows, and I said, get the barber out here. I was just kidding. There was no barber, but I think Dixie did prove that it is an iconic moment if you shave your head and you have a jawline like that.
Well, look, here's the thing. I really can't do it now because it can't look like I'm just copying Dixie D'Amelio.
That's like how Tinks dyed her hair red. Like, I was thinking about it, but now I'm just, like, copying Tinks or Brene Brown.
Will I give you the accolades that you deserve that, like, it would be such a moment? Yes. Would I look stunning in a shaved head? For sure.
Okay, that is literally all I wanted.
Can I pull off a slick back bun like nobody's business? Absolutely. The mental anguish. See, I think long term. I think big picture. You and Craig think immediate fun. What's going to get a laugh? Okay. You're not thinking about me in the awkward growing phase.
Wait, what Craig agrees that you should shave your head?
No, but Craig will just be like, let's move to Australia. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't.
Yeah.
But so I get it. I would totally rock a shaved head. It's the 2 years after it that I would be livid.
Well, you said something interesting, which is true. If you shave your head and you don't have a full face of makeup and you're wearing pajamas, you do look like a toddler.
I'd look crazy. and then, like, I'm trying to picture myself. And then you had the nerve to also say, and bleach my eyebrows.
You would look like you're having a Britney Spears break.
Yeah, I would have to make, I'd want to make one of those TikToks that's like, what's the one where it's like, when I do it.
Like, it's funny when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
When I do it, yeah. Like, that would be Britney Spears being like, it's funny when Dixie shaves her head, but like, I can't have a moment.
Wait, that is so funny. But yeah, Dixie did look iconic. And I think she's having her like Miley Cyrus moment, or like when Disney Channel stars try to say like, treat me more seriously. Cause she's like, I'm not just like the sister of a famous TikTok dancer. Like, having a fashion moment.
Dixie is Serena Williams. Charlie is Venus. I think that in time, Dixie will actually become way more famous than Charlie. I think Dixie is on the road to being like a fashion icon.
Gigglers, write it down, because I think your psychic powers are right.
And I just think she is going to be famous for so long. Like, she's just started, but she's going to become iconic.
It's not a coincidence that she got, like, as big as she did. Like, yeah, she was the sister, but, like, there had to be something about her that blew her up to that extent.
I think that she's, like, such a trendsetter. I mean, do we know Addison Rae's siblings? No.
Exactly.
But we know Charlie's.
I mean, we know way too much about her parents. Do we think that her and Noah Beck are going to stay together? What are your psychic feelings on that?
No.
You know, he was, like, a really good soccer player and dropped out of college. He was playing like D1 soccer for Oregon or some shit. I might have made that up.
I don't want to have sex with him. The only TikTok is Josh Richardson. He's the only one that I think is like swaggy.
I feel like,
but also I think he's too skinny.
Do you know Vinny Hacker?
I don't know. I might if I saw him. I don't really know any of them by name. Wait, you know the other one that they're friends with? It's like Noah, Josh, and what's the other one? Bryce.
Oh!
Bryce was on a podcast, and they were asking, like, why he's so different now. And I didn't really, like, know him before, yeah. But I guess he would do, like, douchey things on TikTok, and that's, like, kind of how he got famous.
And he dated Addison Rae.
Oh, yes, he did. He said that he went on a crazy shroom trip. And when it was over, he changed his whole life. He was like, I just saw the way people perceived me and I hated it. And I knew that, like, that wasn't really who I was. And he was like, and I could only see it when I was doing, like, I did this shroom trip. And he was like, and the next day, I just changed everything.
He donates to charity
like, and I'm
now.
He was like, I'm so much happier and I'm just so much more myself. And he was like, I don't want to be famous for, like, making a douchey TikTok. Is that so interesting?
Yeah.
Next live show, Gigglers, we're all doing shrooms.
Well, people are using psychedelics to, like, break addictions.
Yeah. I'm, like, so here for that science.
And then people are just very into microdosing in general.
I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, I haven't, because you guys know I'm a pure angel. And if a drug even touches my skin...
You literally spontaneously combust. Hannah is the funniest person to literally offer to smoke weed with. She's like immediately ninth grade and like I'm a senior in high school and I'm like, just do it. And she can't. So, she physically actually can't. She doesn't know how.
So many comics, all they do is smoke weed in the green room. And I could be totally chill. Like, they offer it to me and I'd be like, no thanks. But instead, like, I think everyone's looking at me saying no to the weed, so I have to be like, sorry, I like,
this isn't a dare program. No one actually is like, if you say no to drugs, no one's like, loser.
I'm like, sorry if I smoke it. I'm like, I want to start crying and like, I'll ruin the vibe of the green room. And I sometimes like disconnect from myself and I like,
yeah,
I disassociate, and that would be super awkward because I don't really know you guys that well.
I could never smoke weed and then like do something though. Like, I could never smoke weed and get on a stage and tell jokes. I would immediately have a panic attack. And
I had a guy friend who would smoke weed to play tennis, and he was like really good.
That's crazy.
Crazy. But who knows? Maybe if I smoked weed, I'd be able to do certain things. But you know what? I'm trying to handle my sober brain first. That's my thing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I feel like I've been sober for a while, but
no. Have you ever, what's the weirdest mental health thing you've done? Like, have you ever done hypnosis or like tapping?
Oh, wait, that's so weird that you just brought that up, because I was Googling being hypnotized the other day, and I really wanted to be hypnotized to get off of my nicotine.
Oh yeah, people will message me and be like, how's Paige's juuling? And I just pretend I don't see it. Do you want to give anyone an update?
It's like very hit or miss.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Were you off for a bit?
I was off for a bit, and then there's this like show, it's called Summer House, and I die every time. So I like needed something to like calm me down. So then I would like start smoking it again. But I did just reorder my nicotine patches.
Does it calm you down?
Yeah. Like if you're in like a high stress environment and then you like hit it, it does like even you out a little. Mm. But the scary part for me is like I tried to go cold turkey so many times and I'm so addicted to it that I was getting physically ill.
Yeah.
Like when I would do it.
Yeah.
Like go cold turkey. Like I'd be dizzy. I'd like it would feel like I was like extremely hungover. And I can't take like a week to do that because I have shit to do. So like you have to get on the I have to do the nicotine patches. Uh-huh. But with the nicotine patches, like you still want it.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole mind over matter thing. And it's also like, okay, you have to know that you're going to be fucked up for like 2 weeks. Like your levels are changing. Like I couldn't do it in Summer House because I was like, I will snap immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm already on edge. And then I got out of Summer House and that's when I was like, I gotta do it. But then like we had live shows this weekend. And I was like, I can't be like up doing a live show like fiending for a fucking nicotine hit. Like it's awful. It's like it's the worst thing ever.
I would love to see you hypnotized. We should videotape it.
I want to do it. I want to get hypnotized to like not smoke anymore.
If anyone has any advice. But I also think the gigglers, we're on this journey together. If you failed also, nicotine is bad for you.
Dude, it's so hard. It's so hard. They actually say that getting off nicotine is just as bad as getting off heroin. Yeah. So my mom is so insanely proud of me every moment of every day.
That you're not on heroin. Literally whenever she gets upset, be like, at least it's not heroin. That's like
when heroin. No, it's really hard. And like I feel like there also is so much shame around it. Like my mom's like, I don't want anyone to know that you've ever smoked. And I'm like, yeah, but like everyone has done it, unless like you're Hannah. And even you've hit my stick before.
Never.
Never once. You used to hit my jewel.
Never.
No?
No, once I tried to hit your weed pen I didn't do it right.
Cried.
And then
You literally started crying.
Oh, speaking of admin, I need to apologize. I right before the live show, I was panicking to get Burning in Hell up, and we're on a network. We're Burning in Hell and Giggly Squad is both on, so you click the podcast and you upload it. And I must have accidentally clicked Giggly Squad, upload Burning in Hell, was like, yay, going about my day, getting my hair and makeup done. My phone starts blowing up with gigglers and they're all like, Hannah, we're not mad at you. We're not mad. We know you're bad at admin. You did just put Burning Hell on the Giggly Squad podcast. And I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. And I fixed it. But the gigglers were so funny. They're like, we're not going to give you a slap on the wrist for this. We know
we're
that
not roasting you
are challenged in this department. So I apologize for that, guys. That's all me. And I'm going to do better next time.
I feel like there was one other front page news story that I was like, I got.
Brad and Angelina?
Oh, yes. Okay.
What's happening?
I feel like we were too young, really, to like, if you think about it, anyone can get over anybody because Jennifer Aniston had to watch her husband leave her and then marry Angelina Jolie. And people were like, the best couple ever. Angelina Jolie is like the hottest woman in the world. And so like when I'm having a mental breakdown, I often think of Jennifer Aniston. Also, I kind of feel like I'm not saying anything against your best friend, but also I kind of think the same thing about Selena Gomez.
Selena's been through it.
Like, Selena dated Justin for so many years, and then they broke up, and then he got with Haley, and, like, 2 months after, and then he married her, and now he's, like, obsessed with her. So if you think that you can't get over some, like, dusty 26-year-old...
crusty skateboarder.
Who, like, DJ. Has roommates and, like, doesn't even Air really mattress. Have a job... think of Selena and Jen.
Yeah, the only hard thing about the public eye dating is like you're constantly reminded of like the person because you'll see them everywhere and you see how the public views them, which is normally yes. not how the guy actually was behind closed doors. So people are like, oh, I love right. Brad Pitt, or like, I love this guy, he's amazing, oh, he's right. so cute, and you're like, he was a monster to me. But if it makes anyone feel better too, like, think about your past. Is there anyone you're not over besides your first college boyfriend?
First of all, it wasn't my first college boyfriend. He was my high school boyfriend.
Sorry, your high school boyfriend.
And yes, I'm over him, but I will say, now that we're getting into it, my high school boyfriend is the only boyfriend I've ever had that I still love him as a human. All the other ones, I genuinely don't give a fuck what happens to them. I wish them well. But my high school boyfriend, I like always genuinely hope that he's doing so well.
Oh, I actually have that.
The other ones can literally suck my fucking dick. But, and I mean, to a certain degree. Yeah. But anyway, back to Brad and Jen. So Brad and Jennifer Aniston get a divorce. They break up. They get a divorce. It has not been publicly announced yet by Angelina or Brad that they are together. The way that the public like gets an official sighting of them is they're on a beach with Angelina had just adopted her first child. So it's the three of them on a beach, a very candid, very paparazzi photo. So recently it's come out that Angelina Jolie owns the rights to that photo. So every time that photo is used, does she make money? I actually think she might make money. But
or does that mean that she submitted it?
Well, she told the paparazzi, this is where we're going to be. Like, take this picture. You guys put it out. I was always Team Angelina over Team Jen because I just... Well, I went based off looks, honestly. And I just, like, was always very drawn to Angelina.
But also, but it was kind of hot, like, oh, these two were more meant to be together, maybe, like...
Yes. But, like, after hearing that, ew.
No.
Like, how icky. Like, you just ruined a marriage.
This is the thing.
And now you want to throw it in her face yeah. with a paparazzi picture of your new boyfriend with your son? Like, that's someone...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Husband.
Whenever someone puts their relationship online in a public way, and I'm talking about if you're like a public figure, you're doing it for attention. Like, because people want to see relationships. For it's sure. feeding the beast. It's like the fact that you don't post, you could post a photo with Craig every single day and get like millions of likes, millions, and have people talking about it. You could be doing so many, but you care about decentering men from your life because you're a giggler.
Absolutely.
And like what you're growing that isn't dependent on him. And also you just don't want people up in your snatch about your boyfriend all the time.
No, I have like one picture of me and Craig on my Instagram because I don't. that's like me welcoming comments, and it has nothing to do with like how much I love him. It's I just don't want to even open the door for
it. Well, that's the thing. Like whenever you post it, it exposes people to talk about it. And some people want people to talk about their relationship because it's what keeps them relevant. That's people say, why don't you post more about your person? It's like, because my stuff is, I want to make people laugh online. I'm not.
You won't even say his name on the pod.
Did you see that? No, nope. Because yeah, I'm protecting him.
I picked that up.
I'm protecting him.
Him and his family. You're protecting him and his
family. Our family and his other family.
Yes. And that's a queen.
But speaking of quality content, we took some pretty good TikToks this weekend.
It's just like I feel awkward that no one has emailed us about a sitcom solely based from the acting in which our TikToks proved this weekend.
So this TikTok makes me laugh so hard with your acting skills. Mine, honestly, average. We knew what was going to happen. Yours, I was not expecting to be so iconic. Do you guys remember in Jersey Shore when she's like, yo, there's some gorillas outside, and she wakes Snooki up and she's like, the boardwalk, it's full of meatheads. And Snooki goes, you're lying.
You're lying. She's like, I literally felt like I embodied.
You became Snooki.
I became
Then she Snooki. Was a method actor and was like walking around with furry slippers all day.
I just, Snooki and JWoww are just, nobody will ever come above them. No. In my eyes, in like reality TV world.
Do you remember them like hiding at the t-shirt shop that they worked because they didn't want to work? And how like the boss of the t-shirt shop was my favorite.
JWoww, yeah, like what was his job? JWoww and Snooki created Paige and Hannah in the bed. Like JWoww and Snooki would have loved to chill with us in the bed on a different reality TV show.
I mean, they slept so we could nap.
Literally. They worked at a t-shirt shop.
Yeah.
So that we could summer in the Hamptons.
But what people have to understand is like, if your show is about partying and you're working, what else do you do? You sleep.
No, I can't.
We're not choosing the content that gets shown.
No.
Did we were we jogging outside? No. But were we standing up at certain points? Yes.
No. Listen, no. During quarantine season, I worked out a lot.
You did. You did Pilates.
That's how you knew I was depressed.
I had diarrhea.
I was like, maybe I'll work out.
Do you remember once I was like just puking air and I was like, am I okay? And you're like, oh, that happens when you get really bad anxiety. And I was like, cool.
Yes, I do remember that. And you're not a puker.
No, I go through the other.
I actually came home from our live show on Saturday and threw up. And my brother was like, what's your problem? Why are you
on
doing
Saturday?
That? My mom's like, she gets herself so worked up and so anxious and so nervous. Aww. But I was like, but it was a great show.
No, you were amazing. So anyway, we're learning, we're growing, we're evolving. We survived the weekend.
Moral of the story.
We're a little bit tired. We're going right back to sleep. But
right back in the bed.
We love you guys so much. And thank you for giggling with us. Bye.